There are only 125 doctors around the country who perform heart surgery on children and babies. Diego Viruel visited one of them at Seattle Children's Hospital.
Mike McMullen has spent his whole career operating on the hearts of children.
Imagine you take a spatula in one hand and a whisk in the other, and you go and you put them in your garbage disposer and stand there for 6 hours. That's pretty much what we do. But instead of a garbage disposer, we're doing all kinds of crazy stuff in a tiny little space.
Yeah, like the size of a golf ball. That's how small a baby's heart is. And he's got to get his hands and tools in a really small hole and try to see what he's doing all at the same time. And he has a child's life in his hands, too.
I mean, basically all we do is we cut and sew. You know, we're part seamstress, part wood craftsman. Yeah, that's all we do is we're tinkers. It's awesome. It's so much fun.
Some of Mike's surgeries are more technically challenging, like this surgery where a child's born without a main artery to their lungs, and instead they have all these tiny little vessels, and Mike brings them together and makes a new, larger artery out of them.
And then there are other difficult procedures that are intellectually difficult, trying to figure out, like, how the heck this is all going to go together. It's almost like Legos on steroids. How are all these pieces going to go together to rebuild this thing?
Mike told me about the first time he watched a surgeon perform open heart surgery on a child.
I just remember the procedure was almost beautiful because it was so complicated, and yet he made it look so simple. He was working inside the heart, areas of the heart I'd never really seen before. There's just something about the artistry of the surgery that really appealed to me. There's an artistic aspect of it, having to create things that weren't there before or to rebuild things.
You can find Mike at Seattle Children's Hospital around 80 hours a week. For Radioactive, I'm Diego Viruel.